Hey team, welcome back to another episode of Badass Unscripted. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being true believers. Great to see you all. I want to talk to you this week about the concept of having lots of lines. And by that I mean having lots of lines in the water, like the fishing metaphor. See, the funny thing is that if you were applying for a job, no one would dispute the fact that you have to put 100 resumes out there to get 10 interviews, to get one or two people to offer you the position that you truly want and deserve. And inherently, we would all think, well, the effort is worth it. It's just part of the deal. It's what you have to do. And likewise, if we're trying to build a new circle of friends, I think we'd all agree inherently that you have to, you know, go to a lot of events, shake a lot of hands, send out a lot of phone numbers, have a lot of conversations just to meet one or two people that truly have meaningful impact on your life. And even in the marketing world, there's a saying that the only way to have good ideas is to have lots of ideas, which basically all these things mean that the creative engine, the output, has just got to keep pumping. You can never stop. You can never take your foot off. And yet, strangely, in the world of delivering product or managing projects, especially within a large-scale organization, we're completely averse to the idea of running 100 experiments just to have one or two hit a home run. Isn't that bizarre? Like, isn't, to my mind, this is just part of the deal. When you look at it that way, Agile's so well suited to hitting home runs because it allows for and provides for the kind of, I won't even call it measured failure, but metered failure, like a controlled kind of failure, in which we limit the extent of the damage we can do by, you know, limiting the number of sprints we'll allow or finance or provide for before we say go, no go, like this just isn't worth investing any more in. And we still continue to think it's reasonable to go down the path of, you know, an uncertain, every project is uncertain at its outset, if it's going to finish on time, if it's doable, if people are going to use it, if people are going to like it, if it's going to be around in 3 years. But we're willing to go 18 months down the wrong path because we think we've done more studying up front that somehow makes one particular initiative, idea, product, or project more likely to succeed. And that's just simply not true. It's not possible. What works in life works in business. You got to have a lot of lines in the water. So listen, guys, if you're working in a large enterprise environment and you can't get that idea to stick, if you can't make it work, at least remember that in other areas of your life, like your career, for example, maybe you want to write a book about Agile or something else. Maybe you have a hobby that you want to take to the next level, to the point where it becomes something more than a hobby. So what do you have to do? You have to come up with ideas. You have to market. You have to network. You have to sell. You have to pitch. You have to take a shot. Maybe you got to go spend a couple of bucks self-publishing or manufacturing your own gadget. Anyone who's achieved greatness in any of those areas knows you got to have a lot of lines in the water and be prepared that some of them will just sit there and do nothing. Only one or two are going to catch major fish, but that's what you want. Picture a little lake or a little bay, something tiny. And just imagine you there in a rowboat with one single solitary line and a single worm waiting for all of the fish in the lake to come and pass by looking for that tasty worm. Listen, the fish have got options, man. They got other places to go. They got other things to do. They may not even know about you. You're so far downstream, they can't even sense the bait. How are you going to catch fish with that? But on the other hand, if there's 100 of you out there with lines in different locations, you increase the probability of snagging what you really want. So that's my inspiration for you today, guys. Have lots of lines in the water at all times. Hustle. Go big. Play all out. Take risks. Small, measured, affordable risks, but you gotta take them. And the more you put yourself out there, the more experiments you're willing to run, the more chances you're willing to take, the greater the possibility of getting what you really want. And the best part is the lines that just sit there teach you something really important about what doesn't work. That's agile thinking at its very best. So get after it and remember to incorporate this into your mindset and share it with others today. Guys, thank you for being true believers. You know you can check me out at badassagile.com. Find me on Instagram at badassagile, on Twitter at @badass_agile. And don't forget to sign up for the newsletter so that you can get updates from my daily book, Field Notes for the Agile Leader, but also my weekly inspirational videos, which I release every Monday morning. And at the same place on badassagile.com, you can send me your leadership questions and I'll answer them in a future upcoming episode. Great to see you guys. Catch you next time. Till then, stay badass.